Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Season 98, Episode 1 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say officially, off the top, fuck Coke Industries and fuck Fox News. It's Tuesday, September 3rd, 2019. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. with the birth, Jack shares this iron brew, yeah. With the birds, Jack shares diabetic juice, yeah. That is courtesy of Trite Gang at Just TDZ AKAs. And I'm thrilled to be joined by my special guest co-host, Mr. Edgar Montplaisir.
Oingo fucking boingo!
Nice. And we're out.
What's good, Sprite Gang? What's good, Low Energy Mob family?
Sprite Gang, love it. I love how unnecessary, but and yet necessary, the Nickelback backing track was to that. Boingo, fucking boingo. Welcome, man.
I got an announcement, Jack.
What's that?
I'm retiring from podcasts after this episode today.
After this episode?
This is my last podcast I will ever do.
That's not true, but okay. Let's pretend. Why is it?
Because the government's trying to find me, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I did not sign up for selected service when I got my FAFSA in college.
Okay.
They're going to find me and make me join.
They're going to send you to Iran.
Yeah. And I do want to go to Iran. It is number one place I want to visit in the world. I want to go to Tehran and see old.
Good luck, bitch.
Well, but now I'm gonna go. Now I'm gonna go though.
Let's talk about who.
But now
I'm
gonna go though. You can't stop because now I have a reason to go.
What do you want to see there?
I want to go to Tehran.
To see?
I just want to see it.
Oh, I thought there was like a specific thing.
Nah, I just isn't it like one of the first cities in the world ever?
Not really. I mean, that's more like Syria, but it's pretty cool.
Dang. Well, I ain't trying to go to Syria.
Who is that? Edgar, who's talking?
Why you put me on the spot like that?
We are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious comedian Sara June.
Hello.
What's up?
Not much. Happy to be here.
All right.
I wish I had a song to intro me in.
I know.
Like Edgar.
A Nickelback
song
in particular.
And like you could have told me that I was going to...
You've been on the show before, haven't you?
Yeah, but you don't ever sing like that.
I know.
You never sang like that before, Jack.
Yeah, that's
true. Never told me you could sing like that.
That's right. You know, I catch people off guard sometimes.
You keep those pipes hidden.
But I still want to go to Iran, though. Can you help me with that?
We could get married, and then you could go. With
For real?
Me. Yeah, I mean, we can't go hang out together unless we're married.
Oh, damn.
This is the most convoluted proposal I've ever heard.
It's just a rom-com that I'm writing starring me and Edgar. It's not that complicated, Jack.
Yeah.
So one-sentence pitch. We get married so you can visit Tehran. I lie to you and tell you it's one of the world's oldest cities. We
for
go,
no clear reason.
We get harassed. We come back. We get divorced. We realize we love each other. I mean, it just writes itself.
I see it.
Mm. I think you just sold it in the room.
Thanks.
We're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things we're talking about today. We're talking about bootleg vapes, hacking vapes, all sorts of vaping that kids are doing that's hurting them. We're going to talk about Joseph Biden being bad at the truth. We're going to talk about Trump's assistant resigning. We're going to talk about all sorts of shit. We're going to do a quick rendition of What We're Fucking With. We're going to look at this new Dior campaign with Johnny Depp, all of that and plenty more. But first, we like to ask our guests, Arjun, what is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
My search history recently included, I had just had to know where Mark Zuckerberg's house was. I am from Palo Alto, California.
Okay.
I know vaguely where his house is, but I was like, maybe I can find the address on the internet.
Yeah.
I was trying to find it for a show. I'm not sending him things. It turns out not only did Mark Zuckerberg buy a very large house in Palo Alto, California, but he also bought the four houses around it.
Yeah.
And then tried to raise them so that he could build his estate. And he's also done this in Hawaii, which I had known. He bought a former sugar plantation in Hawaii.
Chill.
And then like three packages of land. He just, everywhere that he buys houses, like he's got a bunch, you know, he's a billionaire. He has like 10 houses. But not only does he have 10 houses, everywhere he has houses, he's buying up the land all around it and trying to like build shit there.
Right. That's some Jeffrey Epstein shit to be like, I don't want anybody to hear screams. Not that anyone's going to be screaming.
This
guy, but
this is what I see as climate prepping. Mark Zuckerberg is fucking climate prepping.
Compound.
He's like, I'm going to go anywhere and I'm going to have a compound for me and my whole family and all my servants.
Yeah. I mean, there was a really good New Yorker article a couple years ago about how like tech billionaires and tech bros are some of the biggest climate preppers.
Yes.
Like they're all.
But they're prepping not by pushing for regulation or trying to like get rid of fossil fuels, but by just buying land in Washington and Canada.
Yes, exactly.
Because
and
that's
New Zealand.
Where it's going to be really nice.
New Zealand, too, apparently.
Yeah. So they're really, they know it's happening.
Yeah.
And they're preparing for it, but they also want you to know that they hate you.
Right.
I think that's nice, though.
That they're buying the land?
I think that's very kind of them. You know what I'm saying? Because they could just like go to space, but it's like, nah, we're going to stay on Earth.
We're going to still fuck with
you. You know what?
Guys.
Maybe Mark Zuckerberg will let me camp on his land for like $1 billion a year.
I think, you know what? Looking at your outfit today, you can afford it. And I think that.
I can.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. I can't wait to be his little camper.
I will say, and this is, you know, a podcast, but you are always one of our best dressed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You
so
got
much.
Style.
I got this.
She
is,
does.
A shirt is from Forever 21. You may have heard of it.
Bankrupt.
Big fan. Yeah. They're
bankrupt. Y'all heard?
They're bankrupt?
They're about to declare bankruptcy.
How?
It doesn't mean they're going out
of everything is made from slave labor.
Right. I know. That's
so
what I said.
So how do you go bankrupt? These people are like Uber.
I know.
Yeah, the slaves wanted 10 cents more. The books couldn't handle it.
What is something you think is overrated?
Overrated. I think having it was just Labor Day yesterday.
It was.
And I think
the
September Labor Day is fucked. Labor Day is May 1st. That's the International Labor Day.
That's an international one?
It is the International Workers' Day.
Why do Americans do that?
Well, because organized labor in this country was brutally suppressed, and employers were like, let's make another Labor Day that's not one in international solidarity with the entire rest of the world. So they made it September, first Monday in September.
Yeah. I've just met you and I've learned so much.
I am full of information.
Especially about labor stuff. You're very informed on labor situations.
We do it a lot.
Yeah.
We're around.
You fuck with unions?
I do fuck with unions. I don't think that unions are inherently leftist, but I fuck with unions.
Yo,
I would love to be in a union.
Who should I vote for in the guild?
Oh, let's talk about this off the air. Okay. I'm trying to get a job. These people are vindictive.
So when did unions officially like go out of fashion? Was it just when Reagan crushed the
Was it when Reagan crushed them? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, basically, like, you know, I am not an expert on the history of American labor, but I do know that there was like a huge resurgence in the early 1900s. This is also when there was a lot of like violent anarchist activity in places like Chicago, right? So like with industrialization, there was like a very strong labor movement. People fucking struck and fought and died for an 8-hour workday, you know, which we now take for granted, you know, like there didn't used to be an 8-hour workday. There didn't used to be weekends. So like people really fought for all this stuff in kind of like the early 1900s. And then basically from the 50s onward, you know, the government was more like breaking down unions, and antitrust laws were either repealed or just, you know, not renewed, relaxed, so that monopolies could grow. But like in the early era of like industrialization, when there were like trains and stuff, there were all these, when trains were getting big, you know, there were all these monopolies, and then the government was like, well, we have to break these up. Right. And that helped organize labor. But then, you know, eventually they were like, no, this is pretty cool.
Is it going to continue to be a push-pull? Like, do you think? Like, because I was reading.
I think so.
This dude just wrote an article. He created the show Good Trouble. But he wrote a real, I was like, let me see what this dude's talking about. But he wrote a really good article.
Good Trouble.
And I was like, okay, let me see what he has to say about unions. And then I read it and I was like, oh, this is actually really profound. And like, he was kind of talking about how it feels like now a lot of people, especially with the Trump administration, the Bush administration, are working really hard to relax and, like you said, repeal some of that shit. And that now is the time where we can either like not let that happen or it's going to go too far.
The airline strike that's going on now is like a big example of that. Like Unite Here is a union of airline workers from many different airlines, and they're right now trying to fight for what is it? United, I think, is paying people like $9.25 an hour,
that's
and
crazy.
They're making billions and billions in profits. So stuff like that is kind of like, it's coming down to the line where people are like, well, we're getting fucked so bad, we don't have any choice but to do this shit anymore, because you just can't live. You know, these are people working two jobs and still not making enough to live.
That's insane.
It's fucked.
Do we think it was part of like a conscious strategic decision to make Labor Day like kind of a shitty holiday where it's the end of summer? Like it like makes you depressed a little bit.
Yeah.
And they were like, instead of making it the beginning of the summer, it's like, hey.
Yeah. May 1st, it's Beltane, you know, it's the horniest day of the year.
Right.
It's like a magic day.
That's
Wait,
true.
What's Beltane?
Beltane is like the is like a pagan thing.
Oh, nice.
It's like a pagan celebration. The first it's not like the first day of spring.
Or
it's
something.
It's halfway between the spring solstice and the spring equinox and the summer solstice.
Right. It's the day that I'm always horniest.
Yeah,
it's a big
horny.
Watch out for me on May 1st, people.
I've been keeping a log of my horniness levels.
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo!
Off the charts today. What is something you think is underrated?
I think the new Looney Tunes is underrated. The new Looney Tunes is about to come out, and it's really good from what I've seen.
Is it a film?
No, they're making new Looney Tunes shorts.
Oh, okay.
And they're not fucking it up.
Huh.
This is a reboot. They're not fucking up. They're doing great.
I believe.
They have
some
really good writers and cartoonists.
Warner Brothers can make no mistake, and I think HBO Max will be a hit. I have said that for no other reason than the fact that I believe that to be true.
Get it on the record.
That's right.
And it's got all the old standbys.
It's not fully out yet, but I've seen a couple of the preview ones, and they've done a redesign of the characters, but the redesigns don't suck. I mean, I'm just like, I'm thrown. It looks new, but it's good. It like maintains the pace and shit. There's a new Elmer Fudd. There's a new Bugs Bunny. I like.
Does Bugs Bunny have a six pack and like is he jacked?
You'll have to watch it.
Okay. Does he hit a vape?
That's my most important question. Yeah, I mean,
Bugs Bunny vaping instead of a carrot,
and then it blows his head off.
Yeah,
but he's just covered in soot.
Have you seen that double barrel vape?
No, I haven't. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it's like it looks like it's got those you know, the holes for your fingers, or it kind of looks like brass knuckles, but then just on instead of brass knuckles is two vapes next to each other, and they connect into one port, so you could vape
two
cartridges at once.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really good.
What is a myth? What's something people think is true? You know,
people think Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, and I just want to say that's like definitely not true.
Hey, no, it's been officially declared.
Yep.
Time to move on. Throw the case out.
Myth.
What's the latest on that? What's your thinking? What stands out to you as being particularly suspicious?
Like, every billionaire in the world wanted him dead. That's the main one. It's like, there are just too many people with too many motives.
Right.
If he did kill himself, then it was, like, clearly part of an organized thing where, you know, he was allowed to kill himself. I don't think that's out of the question. I think he might have, like, done it.
Like, he sent in a request?
Well, somebody sent in a request, and he was like, yeah, cool. But I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Like, on Postmas.
That guy wanted to inseminate the world too badly to ever kill himself. That's my thought.
Yeah. I mean, he was focused on, like, a narcissistic form of immortality. Like, that was what
he spent. As opposed to the other forms of immortality, which are very noble.
Spiritual.
You can have low self-esteem immortality, being like, I guess I'll stay around.
Yeah, like a depressed vampire.
Yeah.
I'm 500, it's whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I find it difficult.
I just, you know, I've been going to In-N-Out too much. I've been thinking about that picture, and it just makes me want to go to In-N-Out. And it's not a coincidence, you know?
So that is his friend and fellow
kidnapper of young women. Yeah.
And she, like, put out this picture that was her at an In-N-Out.
Have you not talked about this on the podcast?
We have.
This is all I've been thinking about for, like, 3 weeks.
But I don't think we were clear on, like, what the motives were behind the picture, behind them photoshopping that picture. Is it just that she wanted to throw people off the scent?
My thought is, and there are a lot of, like, different theories about this, but it seems like the most likely one is it was an old picture of her at an In-N-Out where she was clearly with somebody else, her lawyer, Leah Safian, because the dog that she's with is her lawyer's dog, and the dog has his own Instagram. So it's like not hard to identify the dog and whose dog it is.
Right.
There's like a second tray of food in the picture that was photoshopped out, and in the other pictures on the New York Post server, you can see like some really bad Photoshop where stuff was photoshopped out that you're like, this sucks. They didn't publish those pictures, but they're on the server and they're leaked. You can look at them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so was the New York Post involved with...
I mean,
manipulating,
I don't know.
Or they just got bad versions and were like, we can't print this, we can't print this.
I think they got those pictures and they were like, this is the one that looks the most decent, we'll print it.
Right.
Because later they could go back and be like, well, it turns out this picture was old, but they've already printed it and they've already got the views. But the other thing is, Ghislaine Maxwell's dad also was big buddies with Rupert Murdoch. And when they first put the story out, they had this whole thing about how, like, you know, some guy found her at this In-N-Out and approached her and took the picture and asked her what the book was that she was reading, because in the pictures you can't see the title. And she was like, I'm reading this book about dead CIA members. And he was like, okay, and then told the New York Post this, and they were like, we believe you. And then later people kind of pointed out that that was like a weird thing, and they took that out of the story. They were like, oh, just kidding.
Right.
I think the most suspicious thing is that she was at In-N-Out.
Well, she was at In-N-Out by herself reading a book.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Bro.
Yeah.
The food there is trash.
Hey, whoa. Hey, hold on. I've been going there for a lot of milkshakes. Thinking about this picture, thinking about what it means.
But you're not eating the food. You're not eating burgers.
I'm not eating the burgers.
That's what
I'm like
saying.
In-N-Out. Nah. I like In-N-Out.
See, if she was at a Shake Shack, I'd be riding with it. I'd be like, nah, that's real.
I did go to Shake Shack also because of the picture. Because I was like, I want to go to In-N-Out. And I was like, you know what? I need frozen
custard. Better version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe that's as close as she gets to eating fast food as being like photoshopped into having a burger in her hand.
I mean, who knows? Like, so I do think that it was to throw them off and to make law enforcement look for her in LA when she was leaving the country via another route.
Right. Damn. There were also the stories that she was holed up in her boyfriend's house and she hadn't been there for like months or something. So.
So she's probably somewhere else now. I mean,
oh, they haven't found her still?
No.
But are they actively looking?
Yeah.
Is it just the media looking or the law enforcement?
No, law enforcement is looking for her, I believe.
Okay.
Like, she's not, I don't think they have a warrant out for her arrest, but nobody knows where she is.
Yeah.
I'll tell them where she at. But they gotta let go of this FAFSA stuff.
Right. all right, let's talk about the vaping scare that's happening.
I ain't scared.
I ain't scared of no vape. ABC News. So I've randomly like had to switch cars with my wife this week, and
that's what you call a wife swap.
That's
what your car calls a wife swap.
Right. That's as close as I get to a wife swap. And the ABC, like, there's this like ABC news streaming thing that I just keep on to kind of hear what regular mainstream news is about. And all they're talking about this week is like vapes are making people sick. Vapes are poisoning people. Mm. And it didn't.
We're talking about nicotine vapes.
Right. Uh-huh. Well, no, they're actually talking about THC vapes that include THC. And it didn't make sense because it was like this sudden rash of people like having to be hospitalized, and one person died in Illinois from like a lung infection of some sort.
Whoa.
And it seemed like the sort of like media panic that you see when like there's a new technology and people are like, the internet is poisoning your children's.
Like when like weed was legalized in a couple places and Maureen Dowd was like, I had an edible and I got upset.
And I died almost. Yeah. Yeah. And am I having a heart attack? I can hear my heart beating.
That's my favorite Dowd column because it's just about her fucking curled up on a bed being too high.
Yeah. But apparently, so there's a health warning that they released that specifically says people who use vape should not buy buy products off the street, modify e-cigarette products, or add any substances that are not intended by the manufacturer. The CDC and FBI said. But that I didn't know that was even a thing that people were doing.
People are hacking and modding the vapes.
So what is
the kids today? They can't help but hack and mod, Jack.
that's just how they live.
That is how they live. They hack, they mod, they chop, they screw.
So is it people are dealing vapes on the street, dealing like vape pens? And,
absolutely,
totally.
I guess vape pens, yeah,
absolutely.
Obviously.
But you can't sell them loose though. You got to sell them in the pack.
Right. Yeah.
There's just a lot of like really, you know, low quality vape cartridges and stuff and weird flavors and things that are cheap. And, you know, it's a bunch of burning chemicals.
We're missing the real story here, Jack. The real story. They don't want to talk about how that people were signing up to vote at these vape stores. And now these news stories are coming out
that
vape is killing you. That's what's happening.
Whoa.
Is that based on the Popeyes kid?
That's ridiculous.
It's a made up story. But yeah, I don't know. I do wonder how much. How much ABC News is like just preying on the fears of parents, and how 100% much of this is actually a crisis.
I've never heard of bootleg vapes. I don't know why you need a bootleg vape when you can literally go anywhere and buy a vape.
Bootleg vapes actually used to be more of a problem before we had vapes here. Like I remember when only people that had been in Canada had vapes because that was the only place you could get them, and they would bring them down, and it was like, you know, you couldn't replace the battery because it was a Canadian battery.
Yeah.
And, you know, shit was like. Again, it was just like it was less regulated before it was legal, and now it's legal. So yeah, why would you?
Yeah,
right. Like this news story, like sort of tied in, like you know, I assumed it was like Juul and like all the products that you see in a 7-Eleven, but it seems like this is more like not those things and having.
Is this
those
like
things.
When there was like K2?
Yeah, I think so.
It was like when there was you know
the
you know,
synthetic
that
marijuana that was like poisoning people.
That shit, did you ever like?
I did
fuck
not
with that
fuck with
or
that,
see anybody
no.
fucked up on
I
that?
I fucked with it once. It doesn't do anything.
It doesn't really do anything. I knew a guy who like did a bunch of it, and I think he just kind of had like a weird reaction where like he just felt kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't like weed at all. And
no.
His sweat smelled like weird chemicals.
Oh, yeah.
It's really fucking
bad.
So
it was garbage,
him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I
it's
think
like
it's
bath salts, essentially, you're
smoking. Absolutely. I think it's all bullshit, man. These vapes are everywhere. I literally saw this homeless man at 7-Eleven the other day who was trying to buy an Android charger, and they're just like, oh, we don't have that Android charger. He's like, damn, I'll just get a vape then. So, like, it's like, these shits is everywhere, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I guess super producer DJ Dana was saying that the origin of vaping was, like, you had a battery, and then you had the vape juice, and, like, you mixed them together.
You got a little bottle of vape juice with a little dropper, and you unscrew your vape top. And
Yeah, so it was a very hackable thing where you're like, add some lemon juice, bro.
Absolutely.
Throw anything in there.
Yeah, but now that there is this more mainstream vape solution
of cartridges
right like you buy from the store that portion of the vape community has gone to the dark side so I don't know. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
And we're back. And Joe Biden, man.
What about him?
That's a beat right there.
Yeah, that
somebody make that beat.
So he told this really heartbreaking story about going over to I think Afghanistan to pin a medal on a Navy captain who had rappelled down a 60-foot ravine under fire. And, like, he peppered this entire story with, like, God's honest truth. Swear to God. Not a joke. Like, mm-hmm. He kept saying stuff like that. And this is the God's truth. Uh-huh. My word as a Biden. Which is...
I say that all the time, to my be fair, and it means jack shit.
And almost every detail of the story appears to be incorrect, according to a Washington Post story.
Now, okay, hold up. I know I do this a lot as a bit, but this is a for real thing. Memory is kind of wild because sometimes I'll be chilling at my house and I'll be like, man, I remember like going and like saving the world from this thing. But then I realized that I'm just remembering a movie and that I didn't actually do that.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Are you running for president though?
Absolutely. Every day.
Memory is extremely fallible. I don't think he did this on purpose. I don't think he was like, ha, I'm going to go out there and fool them all. I think he is just too trusting of his memory, or else he would...
Didn't he also say that the Parkland kids visited him in office while he was vice president?
Yeah, and it was another mass shooting. So, I mean, it's not like...
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, it's just he is...
Old.
He's old, but he's always been this. Like, that's every time he runs for president, he gets caught up in saying shit that isn't true. And it's just like his mind is like a blender. Yeah, that's just like putting all these different little details into stories to make them better. And
that's the plot of the movie codenamed The Cleaner.
Is it?
Yeah, with Cedric the Entertainer and Lucy Liu. Go ahead and watch it. It's available on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a piece? Do you have points on the back end of Codename the Cleaner?
What are you talking about? Go ahead and check it out. It'll be available soon on HBO Max. Go ahead and watch an episode of Friends and then Codename the Cleaner right afterwards.
But it just seems like this is, because this is now like a month straight that he's been getting criticized for this sort of thing. And it just seems like it's not a thing where he can cut down on the amount of bullshit that is in it. It's like the more he talks, you're just going to get 40% bullshit.
Yeah.
And if he talks less, you're going to get 40% bullshit, but it'll be a smaller sample size. But like
he's a lot like Trump, or like that's why they put Trump in front of the helicopters all the time to talk to the press, because they're hoping that the press just won't hear what he's saying. Because they know that once he starts talking, he's just going to say some crazy bullshit.
And now
he just yells in front of the... You didn't know about this?
He's always talking in front of a helicopter.
He's always talking in front of the helicopter because they're hoping the helicopter will drown him out.
This is what he does. And
Obama didn't do that.
That's true. He was always talking in the quietest
places. He was
always
at a podium in front of a microphone because he could be trusted to speak to America.
Right.
But Trump is always like, I have a song, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
that's so true. Damn.
And he thinks it's powerful. Like, I mean...
He thinks it's really cool. Because he's like, I'm about to get into this helicopter.
I mean, think about like what is a better indication of like what Trump wants to look like than intro to The Apprentice. And he like walks out of a helicopter at the beginning of that show.
Yeah, he thinks they're really cool.
Yeah, he thinks getting out of a helicopter are the coolest things.
Trump seems low-key brilliant.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Did you see that tweet about Kirsten Gillibrand?
That was so funny.
Pull it up,
Jack.
Yeah,
I talked about that yesterday. He was like, I'm glad nobody ever figured out that she was the one I was most afraid of. Like, when she backed out.
That's so cool.
It's like such a fucking shitty move.
Yo, that team, bro, they kind of funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all.
It's all him,
It's
man.
All him.
But what's the last thing? Like, what's the last thing that Joe Biden can mess up, and then we're going to be like, all right, this dude's brain is cool. Like, what if, like, next month he's just like, you know, there was a presidential candidate that's been going around telling false stories and getting his memory mixed up. Will that be, like, the last straw? It's like, all right, this dude's brain is trash.
Well, so, I mean, the thing that is the question that this Washington Post article asks is, like, does this shit matter anymore with now that Trump's
I'm going to go ahead and say yes. I'm going to say yes, it matters that Trump is still talking like this, and it matters that Biden talks like this.
Right.
Like, I don't think we should have a president that says 40% incomprehensible bullshit.
Right.
It should be comprehensible bullshit.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Trump, first of all, seems very tired. There were some press conferences where people did side by side, like what he seemed like at the beginning of his first presidential campaign and now, and he just sounds like he's running out of batteries.
Yeah. Well, he's very tired from yelling in front of all those helicopters.
But Trump...
That's a lot of projection.
Yeah.
Trump lies about stuff that actually has stakes.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden lies about stuff that just, like, makes him... Like, it just kind of supports his idea of
himself.
What America is and his place in it. So it's like... It's not really high-stakes stuff, but it could easily end up being high-stakes stuff. So
my favorite thing about Joe Biden is that he wrote in his book that Obama basically begged him not to run for president.
Yeah.
And was like,
you don't have to do it.
And he's like, but I knew he wanted me to, really.
Yeah.
Okay, so Joe Biden released this ad that was like, Medicare for all is bad because my son Beau died and was helped by Obamacare. And so Obamacare is good. And for some reason, Medicare for All would be an insult to his memory. It doesn't really make any sense. But yeah, he released his ad like sometime last week. And yeah, it was about how his son died and was helped by Obamacare in his final days. And so Obamacare is good enough and Medicare for All would be a bad idea. And it's like unnecessary slash insult to my dead son's memory. But it turns out that in his book, he wrote that when his son became sick, his medical bills were not actually paid by Obamacare, but by Obama personally. Obama was like, let me help you out, Joe.
Wait, and is that not how Obamacare works? I thought he just paid for our health care. Obama just pays for our health care.
He pays for a lot of shit that I'd be doing.
Yeah. But yeah, apparently Joe Biden was like, oh, you know, we'll take out a second mortgage on our house or whatever. And Obama was like, no, no, it's cool. I got you. Even Joe Biden could not navigate the healthcare system in this country when he was vice president.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. That's bleak.
Yeah. It's really sad. But now he's like, Bo would have wanted you to pay a premium.
So Edgar asked before we were recording who I thought the last three people were going to be. And it's been the last three Dems. Democrats like in the race. And
no, I said the last people on earth. You did not understand my question whatsoever.
Yeah. Still same answer. Bernie Sanders. Biden's been sort of a default answer, but now it's starting to, I'm starting to wonder, like, this dude last? Can he make it to the end? Like,
the bloom is off the rose, man.
Yeah. I mean.
What do you think, Edgar?
I think he's out, man. I feel like it's kind of like, you know, when everyone's gambling on horses and shit, and they go, this horse is going to clearly make it. And then you watch the race, and that horse has got its ass beat. Like, yeah. I feel like that's the Democratic race right now.
Totally.
But Joe Biden, everyone's like holding him up. I really think it's going to be Warren, Sanders, and Harris, which I like because it's old white Jewish man, white woman, and black woman. And it's like, this is going to be opinionated.
Right. This is going to be opinionated. And that's what we're looking for.
Can't wait for those SNL cold opens, baby.
Oh, baby.
Oh, they're going to be hot.
Yeah.
Is Bernie Sanders the easiest presidential candidate to impersonate? I feel like.
No. I don't think so.
Who's easier?
Howard Dean.
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton is very easy.
Bill Clinton is very easy because he's just a relaxed, like, how you Southern. Do a Bill Southern. Clinton impression is you're like, I'm Southern and I just came.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm Southern and I just came. And you do the hand thing with them and then, you know, and that's it. And then you say, I did not, and that's the whole thing.
Funny that you said just came because Clinton, one of the details you find out about, like, when you look into the Lewinsky thing is that he would never come because he thought that it was like, released his power and he got like power from not
coming. He was a no-fap guy?
Yeah, he was a no-fap guy.
Damn, bro. That makes me respect him
and
a little bit more.
And then the like blue dress when he blew
finally
on the dress.
That was his downfall.
That was his downfall and he was like, I broke a personal rule and like blamed
That's
himself.
That's what he was upset about. Coming.
So, yeah.
Damn, bro. If he had kept this no-fap shit, who knows where the world would be right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, totally.
No George Bush.
Whoa. Third term.
Definitely no George Bush.
Do you think we would have gone straight from Bill to Hillary?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Well, we would have gone Bill to Gore to Hillary. It just would have been a nonstop.
We'd have gone Bill, Gore, Hillary, and then Chelsea probably.
Right.
Oh, and then Chelsea would be the best one.
I'm still waiting for her to enter this race. I mean, come on.
Nah, after that girl schooled her in the schoolyard, she ain't going nowhere, bro.
I know. After she and Ghislaine Maxwell was at her
wedding. Yeah, at her wedding. I love that picture.
That is amazing.
Also, oh God, what was it? I was reading about Chelsea Clinton. Chelsea Clinton, speaking of rich people's houses, Chelsea Clinton's house is an entire city block in New York. It's an apartment building, but only has four apartments, and each one is like a block long. And it's crazy.
Another
her bedroom
Epstein-ish
is the
thing.
Length of the block.
Yeah.
Damn, that's kind of dope, though.
I mean, it sounds great.
Don't you look at wealth sometimes and be like, you know what? I get it.
Oh, absolutely. Especially in New York City. I'm like, yeah, that would be great. I would love to live in this whole block.
Yeah. If I'm the Koch brothers, I'm like, of course I don't want trains to exist. This is fucking up my money.
Right.
What the hell?
They're relatable if nothing else.
Absolutely.
That's true. So I wanted to talk about this CBP officer who denied a visa to a Palestinian student who was going to Harvard. It happened last week, but it's just a crazy story that we never got around to covering. So this 17-year-old student from Palestine by way of Lebanon had his visa canceled at Logan Airport in Boston after facing hours of interrogation. And the reason that the CBP officer gave was because his friends had criticized the U.S. government on social media.
Mm.
So, like, they took his phone, they took his computer, and he hadn't liked, he was way more careful than I have been on social media, and he was
Well, you're not from Palestine,
yeah,
Jack.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, see, this story is bad because now every immigrant mom is, like, cheering and going, you see, I told you, you are the friends that you keep. I told you, Edgar, you are the friends that you keep. and it's like, damn, she was right.
Yeah. Just be friends with your mom and her friends. That's all you
just
need.
Just like your mom's posts,
yeah,
and that's it.
That's true.
Yeah. Trump's assistant has been resigned, I guess, from her position.
Is that how you say it?
I believe she was resigned. She was on vacation.
I think
and
one
it was
resigns.
Announced she
I think
was,
that's an active
verb. Yeah. I don't know how much she had to do with it, but apparently something happened with regards to how she shares information
what
about
kind of, like
his
a personal
family.
Assistant?
Yeah. So this is an assistant whose name I had heard before. The Root called it the whitest white woman name of all time. It's like Madeline Vanderhoot or something Oof. Like that.
Mercy.
It's very waspy. But she is the one who reportedly wept openly the night of the election when it became clear that he was going to win.
Yes.
So and they said it was his longtime personal assistant. So I assumed it was like a older woman. She's 28, this personal assistant. So she was like, I guess, 25 at the time and was just like, oh, fuck.
Her name is Madeline Westerhout.
Westerhout. Yeah. Westerhout. Whatever it is.
Whatever
it is. It is a very waspy name. She was a DNC or a RNC person.
Hmm.
Like head of the
RNC.
So
she's been fired now.
She's been fired.
For sharing information about the family.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what that information was.
I don't. What do you think it is?
His dick size, bro. I think she told.
That's next on my Google search history.
Yeah. I didn't even know that was a recent revelation.
God, one of the best, sorry to Epstein everyone again, but one of the best parts of like reading all the testimony is like, all those women describing his dick exactly the same way.
Right, egg-shaped.
Egg-shaped, yeah. Like, you know, the whole, you know, everyone's like, oh, these women just want money. And I'm like, these women had to fucking egg-shaped dick.
Right.
So many times.
An
give egg-shaped, them the money.
An egg-shaped dick that couldn't fully get erect. Mm. Was
that
the
means
thing that
it gets bigger as it goes down.
Mm-hmm. It's small at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Gets
like
big in
plug.
The middle and then gets
small again
at
the
top. It sounds like a real curse.
Like a warship.
Well, you know, you got a wide base.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
He has a wide base.
He has a wide base.
Right.
They're very...
Well, his
a wide base, I can
base
deal
of support
got a very
is narrowing.
Base. Yeah.
His
it
base
is
of support is narrow. Yeah. That's a problem, man. That would
he,
not
you know,
be
he
great,
have a lot of problems,
great
Jack.
Great dick to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not trying to body shame anybody's dick.
No,
right.
Yo, respect your dick. The dick you've got, be proud of it.
Totally
seriously.
Agree. Just know that if you rape a bunch of people, they'll describe it to the world.
Absolutely. Right.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Bolsonaro, guys. Let's talk
oh,
about
boy.
Him.
Now that man
Bolsonaro.
Is online.
I like that song.
Sergio Mendez.
Hey, Bolsonaro.
But we have to close out this section on thin-skinned men by talking about Bolsonaro.
Did you know he used to be a YouTube guy?
Bolsonaro did?
Bolsonaro was a YouTube right-winger in Brazil before he became the Brazilian fucking attempted president.
I love a success story.
Yeah, me too. I bet he was a failed comedian.
That's even
they
better,
all are.
Bro. He does do some stand-up.
He did some stand-up. He was like, I'm bigger than this.
Yeah.
Right.
Y'all ever be looking at the Amazon and be like, this shit could be gone.
Right.
Some people look at the
so
comedy
annoying.
Seller and they go, I'm going to take that.
Yeah,
and
right.
Jair Bolsonaro was like, the Amazon. This will be my legacy. Destroying it.
So one of the conditions that he's given on accepting the $20 million, which obviously is not enough, but it's what was being offered last week when he turned it down to fight the Amazon fires was...
No. Here's the thing. He started the Amazon fires.
Right.
So I don't know if like fighting is... And I mean, not to nitpick, you know,
right.
But to stop the... Because people have described them as wildfires and they're not.
Right.
They're arson.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're government-endorsed arson.
Right.
These fires were set on purpose. This is not like, uh-oh, it's on fire as a result of global warming.
Right.
It's on fire to create more farmland.
Right.
So anyway, sorry, go on. So someone was like, $20 million to not destroy one of the world's largest producers of oxygen.
Yeah. Right. And I think to help try and get the current, what is currently on fire under control. And he said he wouldn't take it unless it was Emmanuel Macron who was making the offer. And he said he wouldn't accept it unless Macron apologized to him. And the thing that he was asking him to apologize to him about was that Macron had basically taken offense when Bolsonaro made fun of Macron's wife. He was basically like, don't humiliate the guy, ha ha, when somebody talked about how his wife is old. And
Macron's wife is old?
Yeah, she is older. And Macron was like, what can I tell you? It's sad. It's sad for him and for Brazilians. I think that Brazilian women are probably ashamed to read that their president has done that, which is like make this comment and like laugh at somebody making fun of Macron's wife. And Bolsonaro was like, basically wants him.
This is the worst beef. I'm sorry.
I know. But this is he wants
so
him,
boring.
He wants him.
And he's burning
to,
down the Amazon for this beef.
Yeah. That's, he wants him.
Just drop a track.
He wants him to basically be like, I'm sorry for objecting to you calling my wife old and ugly, which is such a like petty, shitty move.
But don't you kind of hope that he wins, though?
No.
What? Just to hear somebody apologize for that shit and give you money? That's wild.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a new level of awfulness, but
it'd be cool if he and Macron just went into the fires.
Right.
I think that would be a good way to settle
one person
this.
Goes in, or two people go in, one comes out. Have y'all ever seen the movie Lost City of Zed?
No.
Yeah, I have. Lost City of Zed. That's very British of you.
Well, that's how it's pronounced, Jack.
Okay. Lost City of Z is what other people might have heard it pronounced as. But
with the dude from Sons of Anarchy and
oh, right.
Spider-Man.
Right, yeah. It's good.
But it's about this dude who like explores the Amazon and stuff like that and was the first person to be like, yo, I think brown people built cities first.
Right.
And everyone was like, ain't no way that's true. He's like, dude, I went and I saw them. And they're like,
nah, no you way,
gotta,
man.
You got to go back.
It must have been aliens.
Yeah. They're like, you got to go back and prove it. And then he goes back and he doesn't come back.
Right. Yeah. That they, yeah, the idea that they had any sort of advanced civilization was impossible. And
but we should do that with Macron and
you know who should do that? Dior. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in a moment, but first we're going to take another break.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back, and briefly, we are going to check in with our U.S. Open correspondent, Edgar Monplaisir. What's going on in the U.S. Open of tennis?
Serena Williams is keep beating up on these white ladies.
And that's been Edgar. That's been our coverage of the U.S. Open. Let's talk about Dior, you guys. They've got a new ad that is...
Which Dior? The Jewish one?
Which Dior?
Yeah, which Dior?
I don't know.
There's two Diors?
There's two Diors. There's Muslim Dior, Jewish Dior, and Christian Dior.
Ha! It's not the best in the biz for nothing.
Thank you.
So they've got a new ad that is a Native American doing a ceremonial dance that it says, "We are the land." And the text that appears alongside it says, "An authentic journey deep into the Native American soul in a sacred, founding, and secular territory."
What?
More, yes. More to come September 1st.
Mm-hmm. More land?
Yes. No. More appropriation. this is a perfume or cologne. I'm not sure which.
I thought it was land.
No. So we are the land is just the idea. Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously. No, but
that's right.
So this scent sums up the idea of Americans being the land.
Does it smell like blood?
Probably a little bit. There's like blood mixed with passion fruit. but so this is a scent that is called Sauvage. It's basically savage with a U added. So we found a longer version of the ad that gives it context. And the way that we get context is we see Johnny Depp. Yes, Johnny Depp walking through a desert with an electric guitar.
Finally.
And he looks up, startled, like a meerkat. And then there is a young, attractive woman in like a wolf fur who like looks up at him startled, like, what is he doing here?
Is she on all fours or is she standing?
She's I think she's standing. It's actually
but that's
tough
a good
to
note.
Say
but that's a good note,
right?
Know.
And then Johnny Depp shreds a nasty guitar solo,
yes,
in the middle of the desert.
Yes.
And then they cut to that dude doing the ceremonial dance, and then,
well, what happens
it says,
to the
we
wolf
are the land
lady?
She's just there, you know.
Does she enjoy the shredding, or?
She, like, it's hard to say. I think she's just aware of his presence, but she's not actually, like, spatially there. It's more of, like, a...
She's the spirit of the land.
Right. Exactly.
Is she white? What's up with that? What's going on there?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
I mean, let's rewrite this ad, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
So it should start in darkness.
Okay.
And then a light comes in, right?
Mm.
Then you hear the howling of a wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And then you cut to that lady.
Yeah. Right.
And then she's on all fours because she's a wolf. And it'll be crazy if she was walking. If she was walking, that's a whole different commercial.
Okay.
So she's all on fours.
If she's walking, then it's Crash Bandicoot.
Exactly. It's a world in where animals are walking.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
And that's not a world we want to live in.
No.
Right.
So then Johnny Depp comes out of the ground, and he's crushing it on the guitar solo,
mm-hmm,
but then someone stops him. and it's Elizabeth Warren, and she says, I should be playing the guitar.
Right.
And then she takes the guitar and keeps playing it, right?
Right.
Okay. The results of her DNA test flash on the screen behind
her. On the screen, right. Just to make sure everyone knows, we know who she is.
She's legit.
And then all of a sudden, I'm trying to think of where I can take this commercial to where it's not problematic.
Well, you want a suggestion?
Yeah, tag
in. The wolf girl whips out a bass, and they shred together.
Oh, yeah.
They make beautiful music together.
Like when Red Hot Chili Peppers was playing at the Slauson Castle.
Yes.
And then the guitarist and the bassist. I don't know the bassist's name. His name is Flea. I don't know the guitarist's name.
Kiedis.
But they ain't that the lead singer?
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't he play guitar?
Nah, he's not the guitarist.
I fucked it up. I'm sorry.
It's okay. John Favreau, but that's not right.
Isn't that the drummer?
Go teach you where to wish you told.
There it is.
And they're just playing with each other.
Oh.
Right.
I was looking at a Trace Cyrus. Trace Cyrus has a lot of portraits of Native Americans on him for a white guy who grew up in Tennessee and then now lives in LA.
Right. But how's he supposed to show respect? I mean,
I don't know. That's a question I'm always asking.
Right. Exactly. Trace.
How do I show respect for a race I'm not?
Yeah.
Get a tattoo.
That's right.
Oh, well, that's why I got so many tattoos of white people on my body.
Speaking of white people, let's talk about Cadbury, because they have attempted to kind of address racism, bring unity to the world through what they're calling their Unity Bar. And it is all the different shades of chocolate that they make in one bar. And
Jack, I'm done. I can't go. I'm gonna leave.
Yeah. So you got the white chocolate in this picture that they've chosen to put at the top. The white chocolate.
It's which way you look at it, Jack.
It is.
Is it a bar?
It is a bar. It's a chocolate bar that is. It looks like a.
I see. It's like a. It looks like a regular chocolate bar with like little squares, but it's a gradient.
It's a gradient. That's right. That was the word I was searching for.
It looks like a makeup palette.
It does.
It looks like a makeup palette for like different skin tones and goes, you know, those are the colors. It goes from real pale to real dark. It's like a MAC foundation picture.
Mm.
Right. Now, this is not the first time that Cadbury has attempted to compare their chocolate to skin color. They also had an ad where they compared one of their chocolate bars to Naomi Campbell by saying it was like a diva. Move over, Naomi. There's a new diva in town, and it was a chocolate bar. And she was, you know, thought that was racist. And so they've already had that in their mind. Like, okay, that's so not a good thing to do ever. To compare skin color to chocolate. And then they did this.
I don't know, man. Cadbury seems like a pretty woke chocolate company to me.
Okay.
This is totally working on me. I think that this is a beautiful, you know, display of racial harmony through colonialist chocolate. And that's all I need.
I'm offended because I can't eat chocolate. As listeners of Culture Kings would know, I'm deathly allergic to chocolate.
Are you really?
Yeah. So I'm offended that, you know.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, it's
okay. It would
okay.
make such a woke bar that you can't eat.
I can't enjoy. I can only and what sucks is that I can only eat the white version of it because it doesn't have actual chocolate in it.
Wow.
Oh, that's so sad. You can
what do you think of
white
chocolate?
My comments will be set off the air.
Okay. What?
I love it.
So this was also done in India. This is like part of an India.
They released the same
Indian
bar in
holiday.
India.
They released this bar particularly in India, and people have noted that even though it has all the different types of chocolate, they're still segregated, and that is probably not a great look for India or really any racist country anywhere in the world. So
what the bar really shows us is that. People are a spectrum, but they should stay on their end of it,
right,
the spectrum.
They should stay inside their little square of sweetness. So do you like, what's your favorite candy, Edgar?
Oh, well, see, I'm not really a sweets person. I like Sour Punch straws.
Okay.
I like Starburst, and I like white chocolate Reese's.
Mm.
Those are good. All right, guys, it's time for another edition of What We're Fucking With. Usually Miles comes in and is like, with.
Okay. I thought we were going to get a...
I'm not Miles.
So, fuck you. Edgar, you want to open us up? What's something you're fucking with?
I'm fucking with three things.
Oh,
first
shit.
Is the show Southside. And as you guys know, people who are big time fans, OG fans, know that every season I pick a show that I say, everyone watch this show. And if it gets canceled, I'll fight you. And every season, y'all let me down. Y'all let the mayor get canceled. Y'all let Detroiters get canceled. But God, this time, y'all did not let me down.
Yeah, they already ordered a second
Southside
season.
Got renewed for a second season, baby.
I mean, this is kind of against brand for you, though.
I know, because it didn't get canceled, and I'm not allowed to be sad. I was very prepared for it to get canceled, but apparently it's doing very well in the black market for Comedy Central, which just simply means they're watching it.
Right. Oh, man. Speaking of the Detroiters, that show is so fucking good.
Oh, so good, and I told y'all, don't let it get canceled. I came on this very show and I said that.
I know. And I went and canceled it before even watching it. And I now regret that decision. Do you have a something, Sarah Jr.?
What I'm fucking with? Absolutely. I'm fucking with a few things. Number one, putting your face masks in the fridge. If you have sheet masks, put them in the fridge. Mm. It's hot out. Put your face wipes in the fridge. If you get cleansing wipes, it's so nice. I got a really good comic book called Bicycle Day by Brian Blomerth.
Put that in the fridge, too?
Yeah, you can put that in the fridge. It's about Albert Hoffman discovering LSD, and it's a really beautiful book.
Oh, yeah, I heard
book.
About that.
It's gorgeous. It's so just really fucking beautiful. They're all like these weird sort of, you know, goofy type dog people, and, you know, the art's just great. I loved it a lot. I'm always fucking with Means TV. I'm always fucking with Means TV. I'm always on here to tell you to subscribe to Means TV. Please give us some money because I'm about to make some shows with them and it's going to come out in 2020. It's going to be really good.
Hey.
Yeah.
Follow Means TV on YouTube or Twitter or Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah. Bicycle Day, that's like an actual day on which Albert Hoffman, who was a chemist, right? Like, mm-hmm. That's actually how LSD was discovered, is he like touched some LSD in a lab and then rode his bicycle home and started tripping mid bicycle ride.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Damn.
In the book, they talk about how like there's kind of like 2 days. So like April 16th, I want to say, and this was in the late 40s. He was like accidentally exposed to some, and then he like went home and was like dizzy, and then the next day he was like, I think it was this stuff that made me dizzy. I'm gonna sample an amount that could not possibly have a strong effect on me, and it was like 25 milligrams, which we now know is like a lot of LSD.
Right.
So then, yeah, he biked home and was like tripping hard, thought he was dying, you know. Yeah,
that's
and then,
dope.
It's pretty cool. And just the art is so, so good. The book's great.
I've never done LSD.
Really?
Because there was this dude in my class that did it a lot, and he would talk a lot. And I said, I don't want to be that guy.
You don't want to be that guy.
Right. That's not my brand.
Yeah.
There was a guy in my class who did LSD a lot too, and now he's like a famous DJ.
Yeah.
What's his name? Shout him out.
Greg Jones.
Shout out Greg Jones.
Shout out DJ Greg Jones.
You're a famous DJ
Good
now.
For him.
You're a famous DJ now. I looked him up because I was like, I hope Greg Jones is okay. You know, he like really did so many drugs. I was kind of like, I hope that guy's all right. He's doing great.
Yeah.
So maybe I should hop on this LSD.
Yeah.
It's just a psychonaut.
Last thing I'm fucking with is I'm going on tour with Jake Flores, a comedian.
Hell yeah.
From New York, and he does Pod Damn America, if you like that podcast. We're roast battling each other at the world-famous Comedy Store.
Oh, nice.
You can watch that on Periscope, I believe.
Yeah, you can.
And then we're going Santa Cruz, San Francisco, Oakland, Arcata, that's Humboldt County, Olympia, Portland, Seattle. If you live in any of those cities, please come watch us do comedy. HeySarahJune.com. That's where you can find where we're doing comedy and how, but not why. You'll have to come out to see why.
Mm. Edgar, what else are you fucking with?
I did have two things. I thought we were doing a round table, but, you know, I'm happy that Sarah got all of hers out.
Got all mine out at once.
Because they were wonderful.
Thank
they
you.
Were.
I'm also fucking with the new Bon Iver album,
I.
And that volume I just said that is the loudest, that is louder than the entire album.
Right.
Spell it, it's I and then I.
Okay.
But there is a comma.
I, right?
And, yeah, both little I's.
I.
It's very good. And the whole album is about how our world is dying and we need to wake up and do something.
Aye.
But you got to read an article to get that.
I'm more of a Bon Jovi fan, but Bon Iver is also pretty good.
I guess. Wow, you trash for that.
Bon Jovi also, there?
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey.
I'm living on a prayer.
And then I'm also watching Succession season 2, baby. I love rich white people being bad. And they're bad. They're so bad.
I got
bad.
Some great news for you about our country.
What? Nah, it's not as good. Not as well written. Mm. Character arcs are pretty predictable.
Predictable, babe.
It's very
season
good.
Season 2 is good, I hear.
It's so good.
I have not
good.
Started watching
it's
it
It's so good. Tweet at me who you think will run the company by the end of the season.
Oh, shit.
Because I already know.
So the answer to that for season 1 would be still the dead.
Still Logan.
Right, okay.
For those who haven't watched the first season and wanted it spoiled by their favorite podcaster, Jack.
Sorry, spoiler.
Tweet at me and tell me who you think, and then I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
Okay.
Because I know factually.
How do you know that?
Nah, I just be in these streets.
Okay. Is that really? How you found that
out? The streets are HBO Max.
That's HBO Max, guys. We're going to have friends. No other streaming service is going to have... What am I saying? We. I don't have anything to do with it. They are going to have friends. What other streaming service is going to have friends?
None.
Edgar clearly has some sort of points with HBO Max.
They're bringing back Practical Magic as a tele... See? There we go. Got somebody in the room. Boom.
I'm subscribed.
A show that I'm fucking with is Dark on Netflix, the German series-length Donnie Darko. It's like, which, by the way, Donnie Darko doesn't really hold up, but it's like,
smart in a dumb way.
It's like dumb people smart, and okay. I like it.
You know what? Let's not say things that we're going to regret later,
okay,
Jack.
Okay, I apologize. So Dark is this German series that's all about like time travel and...
Okay, did you see Southland Tales?
No.
What a terrible movie that I've watched so many times.
Donnie Darko fucking blew my mind the first time I saw it.
Watch Southland Tales.
Yeah. Why did you watch Donnie Darko? But just as a, did you like see a trailer and you were like, this looks good? Or, you know, like what?
I think I saw it like when I was in high school, like just because it had just come out like a couple years before.
So you saw it in the theater?
You're of that generation, right? Of like all those guys who were like, ooh.
Well, what would Tarantino think about this?
Fincher's my fucking dad.
Actually not a big Fincher head, but that was like my identity among my high school friends was the guy who's not that into Fincher.
No fucking way.
No, but there was like a time when you just like saw whatever like new indie movie people were talking about.
Yeah.
And Donnie Darko was that for a little
while. So because it came out pretty soon after 9/11.
Yeah.
So you saw it in October 2001.
No, I didn't see it in theaters.
Oh, okay.
I just saw it like on the VHS circuit.
Totally, same.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally. I went to Best Video.
Wait, so why did you see it?
Oh, because I was in middle school and, you know, one of my teachers on the like last day before break when you don't do anything, they showed us October Sky. And I was like, I'm going to fuck Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh,
and
wow.
So then I was like, I got to find out what other movies this guy has been in. I watched Donnie Darko because I thought Jake Gyllenhaal was hot, and it really went a different direction than I expected.
You're like a teen, like it's like
a
teeny bopper.
I was just a horny tween, and I was like, Jake Gyllenhaal, what?
It's probably like what it was like for those kids who like lost their mind over the Beatles being like cute boy bands when like Sgt. Pepper's came out, and they're like, that's pretty
cool. Yeah, he's like, I am the Eggman. And they were like, I wanted to fuck this guy once.
Why are you the Eggman? Also, Spindrifts are
so much
better than LaCroix.
They're not the same thing.
They're not.
At all.
But they're so good.
They're really good.
I can't stop drinking them. Like, it's a problem. So that's where I'm at, personally.
That's what you're
unhappy with
in my
it,
life.
Jack. Unhappy with it.
You don't like Spindrifts.
You're living life like a 45-year-old white woman.
I know. Well,
Spindrift and
not
Netflix
very far from
and
that.
German Netflix shows.
What? Why don't you like Spindrift? Other than
you
I gotta
know
say,
why.
White chocolate Reese's is kind of a 45-year-old white lady.
Really?
Thing.
Then
I think so.
I'll own it. I mean, I also like Girls.
That's a good.
Oh yeah,
I love that show. I watched it till the end.
I didn't watch it till the end. How's the last couple seasons?
Ooh, I mean, look. There are some banger episodes in that last season, but I'll tell you, that last episode is straight doo-doo.
Yes. It's not good.
It's very bad. I'll tell you why I don't like Spindrift, because if I'm going to drink something with bubbles, it should be soda. I don't want fake soda.
Okay, so you don't like LaCroix either?
No.
Yeah.
You know what I like.
Okay.
White chocolate Reese's.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Everyone knows what I like, baby. Sprite Gang. Sprite Gang for life.
Yeah, you said you don't have a sweet tooth, but you drink Sprite. You're an adult who still drinks Sprite.
Why do people keep saying that to me? Why do people say that Sprite is a drink for kids? When did this happen? It's a drink for black people.
It's candy.
It's candy.
It is candy.
It's candy with bubbles in it.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's been so much fun having you both here.
Thank you for having me.
Sarjum, where can people find you, follow you?
If you want to watch some of my videos or look at where I'm doing comedy, you can go to heysarajune.com, HeySaraJune. HeySaraJune is also my Instagram. You can follow me there. It's also my Venmo handle. You can Venmo me some gas money because I'm driving to Seattle pretty soon.
Oh, my gosh.
So I would love it if you would Venmo me. And that's pretty much it. That's where
watch
all my shit is.
Watch out for serial killers.
You can... Oh, I will. They better watch out for me, dude.
That's right. Hey, serial killers, watch out for Sarjun.
And YouTube.com/MeansTV. That's going to be putting some more shit out pretty soon there.
And the idea behind Means TV is?
Means TV is an entertainment cooperative, a worker-owned cooperative of entertainment, and we make some political and some non-political entertainment, starting a streaming platform in early 2020, getting some cool people to make some stuff for us.
There we go.
Very exciting cool. News coming soon, Jack.
What?
I cannot say right now, but is coming. I will tease it. Here's me teasing.
I'm teased. Consider me teased. Is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
I mean, okay. I'll be honest with you, Jack. My tweet of the week was that Trump one about Kristen Gillibrand. I think that was one of the best tweets I've ever seen. So yeah. I'm going to go with that one where he said, sad to hear Kristen Gillibrand dropped out. Glad they never found out. She was the one I was really afraid of! !
Yep. Mwah. Chef's kiss. Edgar, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at AwfulGram, on Twitter at Edgar Mobizier. Learn how to spell it. Then you can also find me, well, like I said, I'm retiring from podcasts. This is the last podcast I'll ever appear on. So you can listen to my old work over at Culture Kings on the How Stuff Works Network or The Wokest over on Stitcher Premium. Use code WOKEST. Binge all of them for free in a week. Yeah, that's it. That's the only places you can find me. Oh, yeah, watch What Just Happened on Fox.
And is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
I got a couple.
Wow.
The first one is from at Funk E McFly. I just know Wario be commenting on Mario's picks like, okay, twin. That shit killed me, bro. And then the other one is from at Chloe Bryan. You could have had a bad bitch, Stuart Little.
That's great.
This shit's so stupid.
I like that.
You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. A tweet I enjoyed was from Branson Reese. Tweeted, the most fucked up thing I ever did was in college. My roommate got really high, so I invited people over and told them he had a big announcement to make. you can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. Like I said, oh, I also liked a tweet from Laura Ingraham. I didn't like the tweet from Laura Ingraham. So Laura Ingraham tweeted at AOC. AOC said, I have 5.2 million followers. Less than 20 accounts are blocked for ongoing harassment. Zero are my constituents. And Laura Ingraham popped in and was like, fewer than 20 accounts? Like correcting her grammar. And Benjamin Dreyer tweeted, oh, look, an actual grammar Nazi. Find me on Twitter. Like I said, third time. You can find
I'm
me
on Twitter,
Twitter
at
@LauraIngraham_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. We link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Who's gonna provide that song, Edgar?
I got it.
You got this.
As you all know, again, if you're a big fan of me, you know that the only boy band I love is Brockhampton, and Brockhampton.
Yeah, they just dropped a
new album.
How
last
is it?
Week, it's fantastic. Despite what Anthony Fantano and his dumbass says, let him know I said that. Let Anthony know he can find me wherever he wants to find me.
Wow.
But this is a track from that new album called "Dearly Departed."
Okay. What's the album called?
The album's called Ginger.
Ginger.
All right. Capital letters.
Just acknowledging.
Yeah. What are they saying?
The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for today. We will be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast. We'll talk to you guys then.
How many sides to a story can it be when you saw it with your own eyes? I got all my thoughts out on records y'all won't ever hear. Try to give it time, find that truth trickles down. Hits the fan, freezes over like a dagger to the spot. With somebody that you know throws you in the fire. How do you survive? I kick down the door inside a home I did it all just to save a friend's life. Little did I know the one who pulled the strings was once on my side. I had just moved to Texas.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.